We are on the top of Samach Dalet Amud Beis, second line. Rav Nachman, Ula, and Abimi now ask a third question. Hadar Yasui v'kam yabayilahu. They ask the following question. Ger Toshav mahu sheivatal avodas kachavim. Can a Ger Toshav nullify avodah zarah? Now, the Gemara is going to explain later on who a Ger Toshav is, but for the time being, a Ger Toshav is not Jewish, halachically not Jewish, but has certain practices like a Jew. Certainly, at least, he does not, or she does not, practice avodah zarah. So, he doesn't practice avodah zarah, can he mevatel avodah zarah? Or since he's out of the parsha of avodah zarah, he's no longer allowed to be mevatel it? Because we know Yisrael is not allowed to be mevatel avodah zarah. So, and only an over kachavim is allowed to be mevatel. So, what about a ger toshav? The palach mivtil, the lo palach lo mivtil, only if you serve avodah zarah you can nullify it, but if you don't serve avodah zarah you can't. Odilma kol de bar mine mivtil v'hai bar mine. Or maybe we say anyone who's a bar mine, anyone who is in the halachics, who's not halachically Jewish, has the potential to be an idolater, and therefore they can nullify it. And a ger toshav, since he's not halachically Jewish, he would be allowed to nullify the avodah zarah. Amr lehu Rav Nachman, mistabra de palach miftil de lo palach lo miftil. So says Rav Nachman, it's logical to him to say that only those who worship the Avodah Zarah are allowed to nullify it. If you don't worship the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to nullify it. Now that doesn't mean that you have to specifically be worshiping this particular Avodah Zarah, but so long as you are in the parsha of Avodah Zarah, you can nullify an idol even if you're not particularly worshiping that idol. It is interesting, by the way, that on the three questions that we've had with the group of Rav Nachman, Ula, and Abimi, Rav Nachman is always the one who has the answer. So I'm guessing that Rav Nachman perhaps was the more chashiv one, or he was always the one more eager to get his opinion across. But nevertheless, that is the statement made by Rav Nachman. So now the Gemara wants to challenge Rav Nachman's ruling, Meisvei. Challenge from the following Tosefta. Yisrael shematza avodas kachavim b'shuk. If a Jew finds an idol in the marketplace, ad shelo basa liyado, before he takes possession of it, because once he takes possession of it, he cannot nullify it, omer lo ovid kachavim mevadla, he can tell an ovid kachavim, do me a favor, can you please nullify this idol for me? Misha basa liyado, but once he takes possession of it, eino omer lo ovid kachavim mevadla, he's no longer allowed to tell the idolater to nullify it. B'pnei sha'amru, ovid kachavim mevadla lavodas kachavim, shelo v'shel chavero, bein ovda o bein she'ein ovda. So this is a very long run-on sentence, and I have to unpack it. What's the reason why, once the Yisrael takes possession of it, it's different? Because we say that before he owns it, an Ovid Kachavim is able to nullify an idol. Shelo, his, or even his friends. Again, the idolater doesn't need to nullify, it's not only his own, he can nullify other idols. But then it says, Bein Ovda, Ubein She'ein Ovda, right? Whether he worships it or whether he doesn't worship it. So that seems to be extra. Once you say Shelo and Shel Chavero, then you have your answer of Bein Ovda, Ubein She'ein Ovda. So the Gemara asks, My Ovda, O my She'ein Ovda. What is that extra sentence mean, or extra phrase mean? Ilema idi v'idi ovid kachavim. If you mean to say that both are idolaters, and therefore whether they worship it or whether he doesn't worship it, you're allowed to nullify the other idolater's idol. Well, hainu shelov shel chavero. That's exactly what he said in the previous phrase, that you're allowed to nullify your avodah zarah and even your friend's avodah zarah. So what does ovda or ein ovda mean? Elalav. Ovda must mean Ovid Kachavim, Umay She'enu Ovda, Ger Toshav. What it must mean then is that even if your friend is a Ger Toshav, or you, and nevertheless, Ushmamina Ger Toshav Nami Mevatel, that a Ger Toshav should be allowed to nullify an idol. That's the implication from this extra phrase, Bein Ovda, Bein She'en Ovda, that since they're connected, by virtue of the fact that they're connected, Bein Ovda, Bein She'en Ovda, Ger Toshav is referring to someone who does not serve the idol, nevertheless, he is able to nullify the idol. And therefore, that's a kasha on Rav Nachman, who said, only those who worship idols are allowed to nullify. So the Gemara answers, lo, not necessarily the correct interpretation of the Braisa, of the Tosefta. Lo olamei melecha, yidi vidi ovid kachavim. Actually, I'll tell you that both cases, Shalov Shal Chavero, Bein Oda, Bein She'en Ovda, are both talking about idolaters. Well, then how do you distinguish between the two phrases? Because one is referring to him and his idolatrous friend, so you don't need to make the same statement again. He says, no, I'll tell it to you. I'll explain it to you. Reisha ze vezeh lepeor vezeh vezeh lemarkulis. In the Reisha, both were worshipping the same exact idol. Shelov shel chaveru were both worshipping peor, or they're both worshipping markulis. Seifa, when it says bein ovda bein she'ein ovda, seifa ze lepeor vezeh lemarkulis. One was worshipping baal peor, and one was worshipping the evan markulis. So you might have thought to say that an ovid kachavim is only allowed to mevatel his friend's avodah zara if they both serve the same idols. In other words, not necessarily using the same exact idol, but they serve only Baal Peor. So even though I'm not worshipping this particular Peor, I worship a different Peor, but nevertheless, I can nullify my friend's Peor idol. But if my friend worships Markulis, well, that's a whole other different idol. Maybe you would think that you're not able to nullify that of your friends. So Kamash Milan, this Tosefta teaches us that an Ovid Kochavim can nullify his own idol, his friend's idol, even if it's whether it's in the same group of idols or even in a different group of avodah zarah, and therefore we remain back with we're left with Rav Nachman's ruling that the palach mivtil, only those who worship avodah zarah are allowed to be mevatel avodah zarah. If you do not worship avodah zarah, then you are prohibited from nullifying the idol.